It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Hollywood film producer Daryl F. Zanuck, born in 1902 in Wahoo, Nebraska. A movie executive for more than 40 years and an innovator of many trends in film, including the CinemaScope widescreen process, he was on his own in life from the time he was 13. At 15, he lied to an army recruiter, joined up, and fought in Belgium during World War I. He worked as a steel worker, a garment factory foreman, and a professional boxer while pursuing his career as a writer, though he was barely literate. He did, however, display a talent for creating unique and interesting plots, and in 1923 he sold a film scenario to producer Irving Thalberg. After apprenticeships with Max Sennett, Charlie Chaplin, and Carl Laemmle, Zanuck joined Warner Brothers Studio in 1924 and contributed scripts for the popular Ren 10 10 series about the heroic dog. Within 3 years, he had advanced to executive producer, working on The Jazz Singer in 1927, the film that started the sound revolution. He also initiated Warner Brothers' popular series of gangster films with Little Caesar in 1930 and The Public Enemy in 1931. In 1933, he co-founded 20th Century Pictures, the company that merged 2 years later with the Fox Film Corporation. As the controlling executive of 20th Century Fox, Zanuck produced such memorable films as The Grapes of Wrath, How Green Was My Valley, Winged Victory, The Razor's Edge, Gentleman's Agreement, and Viva Zapata. His pictures sometimes suffered from pretentious seriousness, weepy sentiment, and an overly polite approach to subject matter that demanded earthy realism. A notable exception, however, was the sophisticated comedy All About Eve with Betty Davis, which won 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Zanuck resigned the presidency of 20th Century Fox in 1956. He returned 6 years later and engineered the financial recovery of the studio with 2 box office hits, The Longest Day in 1962 and The Sound of Music in 1965. The last studio kingpin of his era, Daryl Zanuck retired in 1971. He produced more than 165 films altogether, and on 3 occasions, he was awarded the Irving G. Thalberg Memorial Award of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for his outstanding contributions to the industry. He died at age 77 in 1979. At his request, the music played at his funeral, attended by many movie stars, was the hummable theme song from The Longest Day, the only movie in which he had actually invested his own money. Arguably, his most important legacy was his commitment to tackling serious social issues long before his competitors did, including racism, anti-Semitism, poverty, and destruction of the environment. After his groundbreaking film, The Snake Pit, which exposed institutionalized mistreatment of the mentally ill, was released in 1949, 13 states changed their laws to assure compassionate and humane care. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 5th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.